I am so sick of that tall, dark thing, Fig Pig, said one day.
Me too, said Player.
All I did was look at it, and it made a sudden attack on me. Fig Pig shook his head. Why does it happen to be so mad all the time, I wonder? Perhaps if we found out, we could make it happy again, Player said. That night, Fig Pig heard something outdoors. He went outside, and there it was. The tall, dark thing stood behind the house, still and hidden in the dark. A sudden blue light shot up into the sky, and its purple eyes burned bright. Why is it so mad? Fig Pig whispered. He wanted to look away, but he never really could. The next morning, Fig Pig and Player returned to the cave. Fig Pig felt small in just his t-shirt, but perhaps he was brave. He would follow the dark thing inside. If they stayed well back and did not pester it, the thing might not attack them. The tall black thing was fairly quiet so far. Player gave a sudden shudder. He had heard its screams before, and an attack could happen very fast. What is it doing? He whispered softly to his friend. Just then, the tall, dark thing flickered and vanished. Fig Pig could see where it had gone, deeper into the hollow darkness of the cave. They would need to be very careful if they followed it any further. Fig Pig and his friend followed the dark thing and found it again. It held a block with such care, not like a robber, but like a kid with something common, but loved. Oh, Fig Pig whispered, they do not want to steal. They want to make things with blocks the same as us. Perhaps no one ever lets them join in. Fig Pig wondered about the times he had been in End Town. Someone must have made those houses in the end, he told his friend. I wonder if they went mad when the dragon came and they could not escape. Back home that day, Fig Pig pressed his snout against the window and watched the Enderman on the path. Purple sparks flickered around its stiff shoulders. Fig Pig gave a sad little oink. He's scared, Fig Pig whispered. Scared, just like me when I heard him outside my window. He's not screaming because he's angry. He's screaming because he wants someone to let him in.